Boo, boo,
so,
boo.
I mean, you sound chipper.
Hmm? Me?
Yeah.
That's not true. I'm usually my usual depressed self. Borderline not jumping out a window. That's how I usually like to sound.
You sound like you're jumping into a window.
You know, I saw some things and I was like, Albert doesn't need these things. So I didn't save them. I'm so sorry. We could talk about Kim Kardashian using dupe furniture.
Well, the last thing
she does?
Oh, yeah. She got sued for it, right?
Yeah, she got sued for it.
I'm sorry, what?
No way.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
What do you mean she was using dupe furniture? Like she duped furniture?
All right.
And yeah, famous like designer, and she said it was like his table, and then they came out and said no, that's not a real piece from his line of work. And so it's
first of all, it says made in China on the bottom, so that's how you know it's not original. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Who is this person?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, Kim Kardashian. Are you actually going to talk about Kim Kardashian in the show?
I'd rather not.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, those are the things that I remember, like, just reading right now.
Well,
like,
it's her getting burned, so that's a plus, you know?
Usually, yeah, like, I know. It's usually, hilarious.
Usually I'm not going to give her any attention, but she got burned, man.
Like, way to get called out, you know? Like, that's hilarious.
And it's the estate, too, right? The guy passed away.
Yeah,
and then it's the estate saying, yeah, man, no. It's like the, what do you call it, what's that famous architect name? Lloyd or something like that? Something house, and then saying that, oh, yeah, this is designed by that guy. But no, it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do? What's the architect
name? I'm not going to be embarrassed, you know? Like, that's why I get my dupes, and they're like low-end designers. I'm not going to get a fake Birkin.
Yeah. This is my real Rolex with two L's. Wait, what? How many? Wait, what?
Rolex at 3XS. XXX.
There you go.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, Stuff and Junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
This is Johnny.
This is Anna.
Are you guys noticing kids these days look like they're from 1999?
I have no idea what that means.
How are we feeling about that? I'm seeing like wide leg pants, like not just baggy jeans. I'm seeing like that's been a thing for like a couple of months now. But I'm seeing wide leg pants with like the tab on the front, the placket, and like the button down, like the what do you call it? The button. What do you call it? Like the buttons in the front instead of the zippers. There was a term we had, it button fly, like the button fly instead of the zippers, and like I'm seeing it all over the place, and I'm just like, and on Saturday I saw two girls wearing flared velour jumpsuits walking around Manhattan, and I was like, did I just get time traveled back to 2001?
I'm sorry, but I don't look at teenagers. That's why I was not on the record. I want that on the
record. Thank you for confirming that.
I don't stare down teenagers how they're dressed. Hey, look at those girls. Look how they're dressed.
I'm just talking in general, because like, you know, the thing that we do here in New York, since we don't have sunlight.
But if there's authorities listening, I just want to make it perfectly clear that me, as a 36-year-old dude, I'm not looking at the teenage girls. Hard. Thank you.
Are you 36? I thought you were older.
I think 46. Sorry. Look at that. Look at that. Time travel. Talk about time travel.
That's 10.
Shaving years off, man.
Really though. I've seen it where I've seen like, oh my god, that's so cute. And then I'm like, I used to wear that when I was in middle school.
Oh, at least you were in middle school. I was in high school.
Oh my god, no. It's so funny because it's just like, oh, that's cute. I love that it's coming back. But I'm also I also wore that back in the day. I know you're like, no, on those like mesh slippers, but honestly,
it'd
be like great house shoes, just saying. But like,
I hate the mesh slippers. They're like, so bad for your arch.
Well, not in the house. I'll be fine. I'll just wear them from one room to another. But like, it's so funny just to see, like, I don't want to say regression, but yeah, like, because we're going back into that style again, and it's like, okay, I lived it once. One, I'm more mad at myself for getting rid of everything, because I could at least have like some of the trendy purses and stuff. But like I saw a girl. Do you remember back in the day, this, I don't know if this was like an in thing in New York, but there was a trend, I think it was middle school, high school, I don't know. But you got the corset looking bags. Like it was a bust corset, but it was a handbag.
Oh yeah, like a bust.
It had like the boobs and everything. You know, like it was just like perfectly formed. Oh, I saw someone
like match like the little the corset that some girls would wear over, lingerie over a t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god! And I saw someone with that purse. I was like, oh, shut up! I should have saved my purse. Like I would have been on point right now. You know, because I could have been like, let me just go get my purse right now. My brown corduroy corset purse with pink bows. Like, that's iconic.
Do we think that the page boy hat is going to come back?
Yes.
God, no, absolutely. I hope not. I mean, it was cute. It's the only hat that I could pull off.
I think it's going to be back. The polo shirts are going to be back. Colored jeans. Do you remember that? Oh, God.
Do I remember that? I burned all of those pictures.
Girl, there's a lot. Back.
Well, if you have pictures, Shruti, share it with us.
No. Thank God they're only printed.
I know, right? Oh, yes. I was like at dinner with some girlfriends. They don't
live in the internet.
Yeah, and they're like, let's show pictures of each other in high school. And they're like, let me go on Facebook. I'm like, girls, when I was in high school, there was no Facebook, okay? We barely had MySpace. So like for me to find those pictures would be me having to go and find all those like printouts and stuff. And I even asked my friend, I'm like, do you have so anything on the hard drive? And he's like, I don't even know where those hard drives is. And I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, or like when you switched phones, you just like lost, or if your phone died before you could switch it over, you just lost all those pictures. There's no cloud.
So everything. Yeah. So it's like my day, there are no pictures of me from high school in Facebook, I think.
Mine started in college, so I have some college pictures, not a lot, and they're grainy as hell.
Oh, yeah, with our Windows 95 camera. Yeah. No, they're all bad quality. All my clubbing pictures are in there. That's fine. Who cares? I was 20 when it was, like, cool, you know?
And, like, the ultra side part.
Yes. Oh my god, my side part. It's so weird. I tried to do the side part the other day and it was so weird to do it. Like I just felt my face look weird because I've been doing the middle part for so long now.
I know. Even for me, like when I do the middle, like I feel like it just doesn't, like I try not to do like straight down the middle because it just looks and feels weird. Like I will literally get a headache or a migraine if I split it down in the middle too much. Like away from my natural part, but yeah, it hurts my head to try to do the middle, like the really, really, really middle part. What else? Super thin eyebrows. I hope that's not gonna come back.
I've seen it.
Yeah, no.
Like the hairstyles are coming back too, which is like, does it mean the clip is coming back?
And the butterfly clip, like the millions of butterflies. I am a fan of the millions of butterfly clips and like the Spice Girl look.
Yes, I use all my butterfly clips still.
Oh my god, I used to count how many butterfly clips were in my hair. I would have like 30 plus.
I know. It's just you need like 10, and that's like a good time, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are things that I think are cool to come back. I'm waiting for statement necklaces to come back. I need them to come back.
The baubles?
Yes. Mm. Well, the charm necklaces are really big right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you've seen, like everyone's dainty ones. Doing, yeah, they're doing, like, DIY. Let's do a DIY charm necklace. I'm like, what, where are we? Where are we? What year is it?
What?
Yes.
1998? No. Mm-hmm. No. No, it's please, back. God, no.
Coming back. Get ready.
What else is coming back? Well, platform sneakers are cute. I think that's a good staple.
Yeah.
I don't think that should have gone out of style. Platform heels, though, like with a round toe. I love those because those are so comfortable, but they are kind of dated. I wonder if those are going to come back. I love how the boys are just quiet. Like, you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, right?
They're just like, let the girls talk.
It's like it's like Godzilla movie with Ken Watanabe. Yeah. Let them talk.
Yeah. I'm just watching the women's basketball game, actually.
Wow.
Let me know when you guys are done talking about fashion and stuff like that. Okay. Some sort of like beep or bust.
You know, the funny thing is that last month was Female Harriet History Month. Is that right?
Oh, and you didn't Women's talk History about Month?
Yeah, something like that. Like female month or whatever.
Women's History Month. Female month.
Oh, my God.
Nothing more respectful than,
Females, whatever month.
Isn't females month better than female history? Because it's females month.
I only said it like four times, Albert. Women's History Month.
Oh, women's history.
It's a very famous thing where women don't want to be referred to as female, but you just kept double down, triple down.
Going female. For yeah. it. The females.
You know, females.
Isn't that what you are, female?
No, it doesn't work like that. Females, this is a female is a biological term. Women refers to humans and stuff like that, which they are and stuff like that.
Yes.
You don't say female. Any chance you get, you don't say female.
I mean, we are males, Zhao Ming.
No, we say men.
Do you say it's
crazy when Zhao Ming is the voice of reason here.
Yeah, in everyday common language, men refer to themselves as men and stuff like that. Only when they're being condescending and dismissive, they use female and stuff like that.
Exactly, because dismissive and... Men will only listen to other men. Hence why Jumping has to speak for us.
You mean that one son doesn't go, we're male, we're male-y male. Huh? Huh? Huh?
No idea.
Men in tights?
Very good, Ruthie. Yay.
And it's, we're men in tights.
I know. That's my joke.
Truman the Raptor.
Do I have to explain my joke? Oh my gosh.
Not funny right now.
It's the 755th episode of the show. And as of the recording, it's currently 6:02 p.m., April 1st, 2024, here in Los Angeles, California. It's time to take a look and see what's up.
Well, I get it. April Fool's.
Oh. Wait, what do you mean?
Female being like constantly saying female when I only said Women's History Month like four times.
All right, let's go with that then. Yeah, April Fool's.
Yeah. Albert wasn't being deliberately dismissive and sexist. Yeah, that's it. It's a bit. Yeah, exactly.
Sure. It's a bit.
Let's try not to get canceled.
He loves chicks.
It's a bit.
He's married to a chick. He loves chicks.
We love being called chicks too.
Yeah. We can't win them all.
Also, we have another show. I thought the show was done. I thought the first segment was done. I thought that was exhausting. I know, 20 minutes.
Wow.
And that's what's up.
That's what's up. We're done here. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Great recording. We're done
Thanks
for the year.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. In that case, it's the 755th episode of the show. And as of recording, it's currently 2:03 a.m. in Nigeria, April 2nd, 2024.
What up? What up?
And it's time we take a look and see what's up.
What's up?
So tell me if this is something that you think is okay that happened. And I am talking slow because I am trying to scan the scan the news article because I haven't read it yet.
Talk about delaying the game.
What a classic mail.
He's delaying the game. What's going on here, man? Throw a flag.
It says here, Okoli, a small-scale importer of children's wear, told CNN that on September 17, she asked her 18,000 followers on Facebook to share their opinions about a tomato puree she bought in place of reusable brands, saying she found it
I read the headline. Sweet. I have no idea what's going on. This is good. It's actually good.
I'm still reading from CNN World here. Her post, accompanied by a photo of an open can of Nagiko tomato mix produced by local company Erisco Foods Limited, sparked varied reactions from commentators, one of whom replied, "Stop spoiling my brother's product. If you don't like it, use another one then bring it to social media or call the customer service." And then she responded, "Help me advise your brother to stop killing people with his product."
Jesus. Oh, wow. What?
Yesterday was really my fast. First time of using, and it's pure sugar. Now, the reaction from all this hullabaloo On September 24, she was arrested. We are in Nigeria, so I guess there's no free speech in Nigeria. She was charged with instigating Erisco Foods Limited, knowing she said that the said information to be false under Section 24 of Nigeria's Cyber Crime Prohibition.
The Cyber Crime?
Prohibition Act. Prohibition? Prohibition. Prohibition. I can say prohibition.
Jesus Christ.
Prohibited? Robitussin. If found guilty, she could face up to 3 years in jail or a fine of 7 million naira or both.
For doing what?
For saying essentially that their product is killing people.
But that's not what she started off with. She first started off as a review saying that the product's no good, right?
Well, and she's then saying, yeah, go on.
The sister clapped back. And then she clapped back by saying, it's killing people? That's where it escalated, right? It started off her just saying the product was bad. It didn't taste good,
so,
right?
False libel? So false accusations and libel?
Yeah, it's a liability and stuff like that. She's saying, like, this product kills people without any kind of, like, backup.
No, not a liability. It's a libelous act. You're accusing somebody of something that's not true.
Yeah. Because she's not pointing it to any kind of, like, study saying, hey,
did we kill people? What? Albert, did you get to the end of the article yet?
No.
Wait. What just happened?
I should listen to you guys.
No, I'm trying to figure it out in real time. Did my summary make sense?
Yeah, you know, the summary makes sense. She said it was too sweet. And then she said something about how it's killing people.
Yeah. Like without diabetes.
I guess.
Yeah, but again, I point to the fact that, again, she's not pointing to any kind of study or any kind of like thing like, hey, 8 out of 10 people have eaten this, has gotten died. And it's just shit talking online, both parties. And she got arrested for it and stuff like that.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. So it sounds like the person that imports it were part of this company has money. Is very wealthy, and then they told their buddies in the government and the police to go arrest this chick is what we're saying. It's a lot happening.
Sounds like
that. Right. That sounds like a lot of fun. All right.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Why is it a cybercrime violation though?
Yeah, because you did it over the.
You did it online.
You did it online. Well, I mean,
maybe
this,
it's bullying. I don't know.
I guess this is Nigeria. I guess there's no real question on their laws compared to American laws and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But no laws, no law guarantees absolute freedom, he said.
Are you doing a Nigerian accent?
Don't do an accent.
I'm not doing an accent.
Horribly inappropriate.
Oh my God.
You talk checked on women and all the Nigerians.
Yeah,
and all that.
Wow.
Quite a podcast.
Albert.
April Fools, yay!
Yeah. April Fools, Albert's not sexist or racist. No, none of these things. Yeah. That's a bit.
Yeah. Speaking of women, there is woman who sparked a debate about using her own wedding dress to her friend's wedding.
What?
Is that a faux pas? Is that such a faux pas? Faux pas?
She's wearing a faux pas. She's wearing a faux
wedding dress?
Full her own wedding dress?
To her friend's wedding?
Correct.
Was it part of, what is it, was it, did her friend know about this? Is it part of like a jape or something?
Wow.
Yeah.
You asked me like I actually read the article.
Every marriage should come up with a
God.
Well, the fact that it made the news, I think it means that it's not a bit. She was just being a dick.
She goes am I the asshole?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Problem solved.
Oh, look at this.
Wait, did I read this one?
It says here urging people to read the whole story before jumping to conclusions. All right, Albert, read the whole story.
Well, is it one of those where her wedding dress is like black or something and she got married, like eloped and stuff, and so her dress is like a pretty normal dress?
Is it her like a cocktail dress?
If that was the case, it wouldn't make the news.
Okay, here we go. I read some more paragraphs. So this is what I'm reading here from indie100.com. Okay, she goes here. She wrote, I, 20 female, married my husband 2 years ago. We aren't rich and don't care that much about weddings. So I wore my prom dress to my wedding. It's not a super fancy dress or anything. It's basically a long sequin dress in deep dark blue with one sleeve. And then she added, my friend Ciara, 22, was attending my wedding. Since the wedding, I wore it on a few occasions because it's basically the only one fancy dress I own.
It's a cocktail dress.
So then she went on to say that the wedding's color scheme was dark blue, and she requested fancy attire. And she's like, score! Oh. I have a dark blue fancy dress! So she wore the dress again because she didn't want to feel like wasting money buying another dress. And I guess at this point on, she showed up and they're like, I know that's your wedding dress. How dare you use the wedding dress for my wedding?
Was she wearing white?
No, she was. It was dark blue.
Yeah.
No, I mean, was the bride wearing white?
It doesn't like, say here.
Yeah, I'm assuming yes.
I'm assuming also, yes. Yeah.
Also, she's right. I've changed my mind. She's not the dick. It's perfect.
That's a weird hill to die on. Because it's like, oh, how cute you wore your wedding dress because it's not a wedding dress. Yeah. You know, like it's just if she's seen it and they know like that she's worn it a couple other times and she wore it at prom, I'd be like, how dare you wear your prom dress to my wedding instead of like your wore your wedding dress? It's just a weird. Those are not real friends.
White,
yeah. Also, if it's like her
if
best
it's a full
friend,
white wedding gown, then it's your best friend. Then this is not clearly. Yeah, it's fine.
She's being, if it's her best friend, being like she can't be bothered to buy a new dress for her friend's wedding.
She was poor.
No, she can't afford it.
She said she's
can't
poor.
Afford it.
Yeah.
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 This is a perfectly reasonable thing to do and stuff like that. It's not a quote unquote wedding gown or wedding dress, a white wedding dress. It's perfectly reasonable for her to repurpose it for her friend's wedding and stuff like that. If her friend wasn't at that original wedding or didn't call it out, this wouldn't be a story. I don't think anybody would notice and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I will say this. This is a bit of a 40,000 feet view of weddings and stuff. In my 46 years of life and stuff like that, I've been to several weddings. And to me, the only thing you're supposed to do as a guest is not to call attention to yourself or bring attention away from the chicks that's getting married. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's all you're supposed to do. Just go there, eat your food,
pretty
bring
simple,
some money.
Pretty basic.
That's it. Don't get drunk. Don't make an ass out of yourself. Don't wear a wedding dress. You know what I mean? Yep. Don't go in there with a shirtless, all that stuff. And
yep,
I
don't
just
get
don't
too drunk. That's key.
Exactly. That's the other key. Yeah, it's very key. So don't make an ass out of yourself. Don't stand out. It's not your day. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's the bride's day. And on 10,000 steps under that, it's a groom's day. You know what I mean? But number one, with a bullet, it's the bride's day. You know what I mean? And this story and what she did, to me, doesn't reach that threshold of calling attention to herself. You know what I mean? Like I said, if the other chick didn't say anything, nobody would have noticed it. It's a non-story. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, agreed.
Oh, look at us. We're hearing Zhao Ming make sensible
things. We did it, guys.
Sensible?
We did it again. We did it, guys. We did it all.
Good job, Zhao Ming.
Good job, Zhao Ming. And speaking of Zhao Ming, he sent me this story that I will go ahead and use for the WhatsApp segment here. He says here, man says his temporary tattoo from ephemeral studio in Brooklyn hasn't faded after 2 years.
Yeah, but the company's taking care of it though, right? The company's still around, a viable, like a Fortune 500 company though, right?
Is that what it says in the article, Zhao Ming?
No, because you didn't read it. That kind of ruins the joke. No, the company went out of business.
The company went out of business. Yeah. Now, if you don't know ephemeral, if you don't know the definition of ephemeral, it means that it doesn't last very long.
It means you like boys. Wait, what? Sorry, what?
I'm sorry?
What? Wait, what? Oh, that's what? A minute. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. It's supposed to be a temporary tattoo that will last, what, 2 or 3 years? Something like that? I don't know. Something like that.
Within a year.
Within a year and stuff like that. But the funny thing is, this guy's tattoo did not go away and the company went out of business. The person that owns the company name, whatever, he's trying to do the right thing and trying to, figure it out for the people. But yeah, it's a rough spot. You know what I mean? It's rough.
There's a reason why he went out of business, I guess.
Yeah. And also, I don't want victim blame, but I'm a victim blame. If you're looking to get a temporary tattoo and stuff like that, aren't you kind of douchey? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
commit or don't commit. I think people have their reasons.
Some
if
people
want
to try it out,
yeah,
to see if it's for
placement.
You.
Yeah, yeah, like if you like the placement or not. Like I considered getting those just so I can
temporary
figure
tattoos
out.
That are stickers and stuff like that. That's like more of
there
a thing.
Let me
see how it looks.
No, like you know? Like henna tattoo, for example. Like I've had a dark tattoo that looked like a real tattoo because it was black. And I wanted to try out different patterns to see if I really wanted to get a tattoo, and I just nothing stuck. I didn't like anything.
But in no on certain ways, those Hannah tattoos or whatever was going to last at least up to a year, right? You know what I mean? Because this guy going in into it saying, thought it could last up to a year. I mean, that just seems like bad news. I mean, red flags should be going off.
Yeah, I actually almost bought one of those.
Oh, I know, I kind of want one because I want to mess with my mom, you know? Like,
oh my gosh.
I mean, I have tattoos, but I want to be like, oh, look, I got a new one.
This company, Ruthie, was based in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So did you.
Was it called Inked or was it called Ephemeral?
Ephemeral, or, yeah.
I didn't hear about that. There's another one called Inked. Yeah,
all this sounds like. I don't want to blame, but I'm kind of big to blame. You know what I mean?
Well, me, Ruthie, and Anna disagree on your assessment.
Well, then you guys should get that tattoo. I think that's the conclusion. put your money where your mouth is.
And then we're accidentally going to be permanently tattooed. Yeah.
Then I wouldn't mind. If there is no pain involved, why would I be mad about that?
And if, right? If I remember correctly, it's a face tattoo, right? Is that a face tattoo?
No, it's on his arm. It's on the guy's arm. Kidding. Yeah. But yeah, look if like you're making a movie or a TV show and you need a guy, an actor with tattoos, and they happen to go to Ephemeral Studio, right? Because they don't want to have to keep reapplying the tattoo every single day when they go do the shooting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guy screwed, the actor screwed. Like, hey, the tattoos hasn't gone away. Hold on. So.
Maybe this is like a 1 in a billion chance of happening, or like.
No, it's a common customer complaint and stuff like that.
Yeah. I still think it is the reason why he went out of business, right? I'm guessing. Yeah. So,
yeah. It was a little too permanent.
Yes. Like this.
I feel like it's a win-win because you don't have to deal with the pain.
Yeah, you don't have to go through the needles. Like it's
Wouldn't that be a great business?
What do you call it? Like, that would be better business because then you get all these people who want tattoos, but they can't stand needles, but they want tattoos and they know
it's worked out great.
You can just make it.
The company went out of business. Yeah.
Well,
they're not marketing it right.
I mean, yeah. I kind of want one now. So
I know, right? Like, me too. Yeah. Like, without the pain? Heck yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
The person who owns it, his name's in the article. You can Google him. You can look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him, like, hey, do you got any tramp stamps laying around?
Yeah. Any supplies last?
Mm-hmm. All right. I hope that's a 90s thing that doesn't come back.
I wanted to come back because I really want a tramp stamp. So I'm just going to get one. Yes, Ruthie. Yes. It's going to be a very tasteful tramp stamp.
Tastefully bad. And that's what's up. You can find this podcast on Instagram and Threads at YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
And you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
You can find me on social media, JIAMINTLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whatwearswhy.com. Before we wrap things up, Ruthie, did you need to leave right away?
I do. So I am going to have to exit, guys. I guess I'll... You can give my recommendation.
Oh, that's right, because you have it written down for a change.
Yeah. All right. What was it?
Oh my god!
Wait, do you actually have it on here?
It is one day.
I texted you guys for a reason.
One day on Netflix.
Yeah. But none of us have seen the show, right? Besides Ruthie.
No.
Is that the wrong?
Have you guys seen the movie?
Is that
the one with Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
No.
There's an Anne Hathaway movie called One Day?
Yeah.
It's actually based on a book.
Yes.
and I gave it a chance this weekend. It was really good. I was crying. I never cry. Yeah. So that means it was really good. And
if I remember the premise correctly, it's about two people that hooked up in college and they kind of reconnect through the years. It spans over 20 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it.
Was like one day they'll be together.
I'm looking at like a TV series thing. Is this a TV series?
It's a TV series.
They made it a show.
It was a movie first with Anne Hathaway and the guy from, I don't know, the British guy. And now they've remade it into a Netflix series and it's long, actually. It's like 14 episodes, which I actually really
like. 14?
Wow.
13, 12, something like that. It's pretty long.
It's been a big hit.
It was a big hit. Yeah, it was in the top 10 for a little bit. Yeah.
But you're not recommending that. You're recommending the Anne Hathaway movie.
No, I'm recommending the Netflix.
She said one day and on Netflix. She's recommending the show.
I see. Okay. All right then. This was episode 755 of the Stuff in Junction. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Worst Why Production.